Tanya for the 18th of Tammuz, Yud Ches Tammuz, is on Pedik Yud Dalad, is Pedik Dalad in Agedas HaTshuva, chapter 4 of Agedas HaTshuva, and it's on page 356. Pedik Dalad. The Ulam, however, Kol Hanal, all that we said before about replacing the fast with Tzedakah, Hu Ligmar HaKapoza Umiruk HaNefesh LaHashem Achar HaTshuva. That's only for the completion of the atonement and for the cleansing of the soul before God after tshuva. As we quoted earlier, from the Gemara, the Eila Deiden Hila Acha Sheritza HaPraklit, that the sacrifice, the Eila, was a gift that one sends after he had already appeased the ruler. So after the tshuva and after the forgiveness that comes with tshuva, then there's also a need for cleansing and purifying beyond the forgiveness, beyond the tshuva. Omnom ascholas mitzvah ha-tshuva v'ikro, but the beginning and the essence of tshuva is lo shuv ad Hashem be'emes u'belev sholi. It's basically the return to God with wholeheartedness and in truth, which means that we need to explain this, to explain it well with a lengthy explanation. By prefacing first what it says in the Zayar, in the explanation of the word tshuva according to Kabbalah. And that is that the word tshuva is toshuv hei. Return the hey, which is hey tato, tshuva tato, the hey that is being returned. If it is the lower hey, then the return would be the lower tshuva. And hey ilah, if you're returning the higher hey, then it would be tshuva ilah, it would be a higher tshuva. There are two heys. The letter hey appears twice in God's name. So the first time, the yud, and then the hey, that's the higher hey. And that when you return the higher hay, then it's tshuva ilah. And then the final hay of the name, when you return that, then it is a lower level tshuva, because it is the lower hay. Da mashikosa b'zeir hakodesh, so to understand that, and to understand also biktas mekemes, what it says in the Zeir HaKodesh, in a number of places, she'ein tshuva me'eles lepegim brisei umeti zera levatola, that tshuva doesn't help for the person who is guilty of the wasting of seed. And this is a very strange statement, because there is nothing that stands in the way of tshuva, etc. Even idolatry, adultery, tshuva helps for everything. So what could it mean in the Zohar where he says that wasting of seed is not forgiven through tshuva? Upirish bereishis chachmo, and he explains in reishis chachmo, shekavonas haZohar, that the intention of the Zohar, the meaning there is she'ein me'eles tshuva tato ki'im tshuva ilo, that the Zohar doesn't mean that there is no tshuva for the wasting of seed, but that the lower level of tshuva doesn't help, and you have to have the higher level tshuva. So to understand all of the above, at least a little bit, we have to preface what is stated in the pasuk, and in the statements of the sages, inyan hakodesh umisa b'dei shamayim. What is this idea, this notion of kodesh, that a person commits a certain sin, the soul gets cut off, and misa b'dei shamayim, and that there's a death penalty up from above, not through the court, but from heaven, kisha'over aveira shechayovim aleha kodesh, hoya mes mamish kedem chamishim shana, that a person who sinned, the kind of sin which brings the punishment of kodesh, he would die, literally, before his 50th birthday. U'b'misa b'dei shamayim, and there where the punishment is death from heaven, mes mamish kedem shishim shana, he would literally die before he reaches the age of 60. That's what kodesh and misa b'dei shamayim mean. Karis means you die before 50, and Vinsa B'dei Shamayim means you die before 60. Kechanani ben Ozer Hanovi be Yirmiyo. Ulepa'omim gam ben Misa B'dei Shamayim nifroyim la'alter kamei shamotzinu be'er ve'enon. And at times we find that where a person is punishable by death from heaven, that sometimes the punishment is applied immediately and it doesn't wait until you reach 60. As we see in the story of Er and Enon, who were guilty of the sin of wasting of the seed, and they were punished before they were 60. They died before 60. So the question is, in every generation, there are many people who are guilty of these sins for which the punishment is kodes and misa, and yet they live out their days and their years pleasantly. Pleasant years. So the question is, what happened to the punishment of kodes and misa b'dei shamayim that it no longer happens the way it used to happen? Alter Rebbe is not questioning why these people don't die. The question is, how does Torah change? If it says in Torah that this is what happens, how can it be that now it is not happening if Torah says that it would? In the Hayyim Yain for the 18th of Tammuz, the Rebbe writes that Alter Rebbe gizot after Meisha Vilenker, the Alter Rebbe once said about a chosid that Meisha Vilenker, Meisha hat mechen de gadlus. Meisha has a great intellect. When in the 10 years, was had geharavit, had er is geharavit mechem rechovin, that he came originally with great intellect, and through the effort and the toil of 10 years of study, he attained not only mechem de gadlus, not only great intellect, but also broad intellect. Drayor at Meisha Vilenker, for 3 years that Meisha Vilenker prepared himself. He prepared himself for Yechidus with the Alter Rebbe. And noch dem is a geblieben 7 years in Lozhne af bringing the Yechidus in Aveda Bepeil. He had a 3-year preparation before seeing the Rebbe, and then spent 7 years in Lozhne bringing the Rebbe's statement and the Rebbe's advice into actuality.